There are a lot of sounds one expects to hear in a bustling downtown. Traffic, construction, train sounds. But in the heart of Fort Collins, you can also hear this. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has more on the man who keeps the city in tune.
In the middle of Old Town Square, next to a gurgling fountain, there's an old upright piano. It's adorned with a colorful design painted by a local artist, and it's just one of 20 pianos around the city, outside in both the sun and snow, for anyone to play.
Yeah, I'm just very excited that there's just pianos everywhere. That's pretty awesome.
On his way to work at a nearby restaurant, musician Del Hayes stopped to tickle the ivories. It's exactly what organizers of the Pianos About Town program hoped would happen when they launched the effort 7 years ago.
But I usually play the piano on my way to work. It's in the parking garage, but I like the one on the square. It plays easier.
Did you know that someone came out and tuned the pianos regularly? Or?
No, well, I mean, I assumed so.
That someone would be Bob Otterman. On most days, he's in someone's living room or a concert hall, tuning pianos as part of his regular job. He's also the official tuner for Pianos About Town.
Most of the instruments aren't being used any longer, and they would very likely end up in the dump somewhere. And I feel like they're getting one more shot at being enjoyed. They're getting all spiffed up and being out in the public for a while for a big last hurrah.
On this early January day, Otterman is checking on three outdoor pianos. It's a brisk 32 degrees and on the verge of snowing. Not ideal if you're a piano.
So yeah, the cold weather can certainly affect how the pianos play, and the tuning, obviously. But so does the hot weather. So does the wet weather.
Their only protection? A plastic tarp and the willingness of passersby and business owners to cover them up when the weather turns inhospitable. The donated instruments stay outside for at least a year and a half. That's if they survive.
Regretfully, we've had a couple that have gotten so wet because of a rain overnight in particular, where they maybe weren't covered. And one of them was newly painted, newly decorated, and within a week it was unusable. Because the strings rust if they get wet, and the keys swell, and the glues just aren't made to withstand any kind of moisture, things just start falling apart.
Some of the pianos are recycled, with parts being used to repair instruments still out in the field. And for those that do survive until retirement, they may be displayed in the window of one of Pianos About Town's sponsors, Bohemian Foundation.
So, usually play through all the notes just to see that they all play. Me a rough idea what they sound like as well.
One of the more popular and protected pianos sits under the canopy of the Lyric Cinema Cafe's patio. After Bob tests out the keys, it's time to see what's under the hood.
What's the weirdest thing you found in one of these?
It's all weird. None of it is stuff you'll find in someone's home inside the piano. I mean, change, the occasional penny or nickel. I've had notes that were left for folks who maybe someone else saw play the piano at some point here outside, and then as a passerby they enjoyed it, so they come by and at another time, maybe when they weren't here, and left a note, and it ends up inside the piano somehow.
Because in Fort Collins, all the world truly is a stage.
Voila!
For KONC, I'm Stacy Nick.